Hello, this is Beatrice Flowers, and this is a BDUK.TV podcast extra. As promised, I've finally caught up with Bex for a quick interview. For those of you who don't know Bex, she's a dark fusion belly dancer from the West Midlands in the UK. She's an awesome performer and teacher, and I met her a few years ago, and she performed at my Shangri-La Lounge event, and last year she won the Miss Belly Dance UK Award. She is a regular at Gothler UK, and she's now doing really well on the international scene. So if you have a look at her website, you can find out where she is on the map, and maybe you could go along to a workshop or a show. She's also on YouTube, so you can check out some videos, and her website is bexbellydance.co.uk. And here it is, finally.
Hello.
Hi, Bex.
Hello, you're all right?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
So, what have you been up to recently?
Oh, crikey. I've been really, really busy. It's crazy. I've just been working on my new event and preparing for all the festivals that are coming up this year. So, yeah, it's been really crazy so far.
Which festivals are you performing at?
Oh, crikey, I've got Gothler UK coming up, Gothler Italia coming up, what else? I've got a Barefoot Festival. There's just so many. I'm doing some workshops and intensives down in London, Miss Belly Dance UK, I'm teaching there this year.
Is that the one that you won last year?
It is.
Yes. How did you actually get into belly dance?
Oh, my life. Oh, my question. I actually saw a demonstration of Gothic belly dance at my favourite nightclub that I used to DJ at many, many years ago. A lady called Pale Empress was there doing some belly dancing, advertising some classes in Egyptian style. I was just watching and going, oh, actually, wow, this is looking like a really good way to exercise. At the time, I was looking for something that was creative but was also something that I could use as exercise, because I can't do gyms and I just can't, they bore me. I thought belly dancing looked really good, because I didn't realise that you could put belly dance with Gothic music and costuming that suited what I like to wear, and all of a sudden I was like, actually I'm gonna go and take this class up and see what it's all about, and that's kind of where it all started, I think.
So you went straight into the Gothic style?
No, it was Egyptian, actually. It was an Egyptian class. The lady that was teaching the Egyptian class was doing Gothic style in her own time, so that was her specialism when she wasn't teaching. But yeah, my first classes were all Egyptian. I did Egyptian for about 3 years.
So how did you find yourself falling into the Gothic belly dance scene, and who was your inspiration for that?
Well, obviously my first teacher, because she was already part of the scene with us, the goth scene, it was kind of straightforward really to realise that was something you could do. I found YouTube and the first lady I saw was probably the same as many. It was Rachel Bryce. Somebody gave me the link to Rachel Bryce doing a really slow piece, and then obviously from Rachel Bryce it then went on to Zoe Jakes. So the first time I saw Zoe Jake's video, I was just blown away, because this lady was like, wow, she's just got such presence.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously the ladies like Ariella and Sashi. When I first started, Sashi was a really big part of what I was looking for, because when I was beginning, it was quite good, because she was just doing simple moves, 2-4 counts, which is something that you could emulate when you're starting out. And then obviously as I progressed and learned more, it got more towards the Zoe Jakes and the technique of Rachel and Zoe and Marty Love and all of these guys. So yeah, it's kind of all flooded in at the same time, and I found this whole big world of all these dancers that were just so different but so individual and amazing, they kind of all sprinkled together.
You say you were doing Egyptian at first, so how, you know, when you crossed over into the more Gothic style, how did you find that style was initially received on the belly dance scene? Did you have anybody sort of go, what the hell is that, or anything like that, or did you find everybody was lovely about it?
When I started performing, it was really nice, actually. Everybody's really supportive. I think my first performances was with a Gothic belly dance troupe, and we were really good friends, and I think that was nice and supportive, and everybody was really genuinely supportive of what we were doing. And it was mainly Egyptian moves to old Gothic 80s style music, but everybody was really interested because I think it was so different at the time. People were quite interested, and I haven't found anybody yet that hasn't been lovely about what we do and about, you know, the fact that we're exploring something different. I think everybody's been really awesome, particularly up your way in Nottingham, and those kind of areas are so supportive up there. It's really nice.
We're all a bunch of weirdos up here anyway, so
I know, do I feel at home.
Ever since I first saw you, I think every time I've seen you, I've seen you progress, and that's what's been lovely as well, seeing you years ago for the first time and now seeing you develop into an amazing dancer that's doing really well on the dance scene.
Thank you.
Awesome. And that's last year you were in Spain.
Yes, I taught at Gothla, Spain, last year. That was October.
What was that like?
That was amazing. The dancers over in Europe are just incredible. Different background from what we've got over in the UK. They're very, I feel, what I saw was very contemporary-based.
Right.
The standard in the show was just wow. It was. I watched the first part of the show before I went backstage, and I just couldn't believe every single dancer was so brilliant at what they were doing. And I was like, oh my, oh no, what am I doing here? These guys are all amazing. It was really fun as well. Morgana's got just the most incredible studio and most amazingly dedicated dancers that come to take workshops and study with Morgana and the other teachers. So, yeah, it was an experience, definitely.
And that's led on to some of these other things that you're doing.
Yeah, I think I met Sylvia at Gotha UK, but we met Sylvia and her Rax Fusion Factory again at Gotha Spain, and we got chatting, and they're all lovely girls. And they just asked me to come over.
Awesome.
And do some dancing over there, and that's awesome, because this year they've got Chakra, who I'm really excited about dancing with, and Ariella's there, and Morgana obviously is amazing. So yeah, there's all these amazing people that I'm gonna be going over and watching and taking workshops with. So that's really exciting.
Out of all the gigs that you have done, have you had any ones that are really, really strange and you're like, what the hell?
Oh, crikey. Oh, yeah, there has been a couple where I've got there and gone, oh, this is different. But I think you just have to get on with it and just, you know, enjoy the fact that there are so many dancers together in one place and everybody's learning and wanting to be there and celebrating something that you know, everybody's got the same love for it. I don't think it matters who's there or what show you're doing. It's just the fact that you're meeting people. And you could, I mean, I could go and I'd be happy dancing in the shed, to be honest, and I'd be happy with dancing in front of two people. I'm you know, or 100 people. As long as I'm dancing, I'm quite happy. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to study with you, where can they do that? Do you teach weekly classes?
I do, yeah. I do weekly classes on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And I do tribal fusion, ITS, improvised tribal, and Egyptian.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's kind of a mixture. But I've got workshops coming up all over the country.
And out of the country as well.
Yeah, and out, yes. I'm in California next month. Teaching over there.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I'm really nervous. I'm really scared. Well, I'll fit you in my suitcase and we'll do a swap.
I am pocket-sized.
You are pocket-sized. I could bring you on my online flight pack. I could get you in there. You'd sleep all the way there.
I would, yeah.
I just sneak you some biscuits occasionally when the trolley comes around. You'll never know.
So where can I get hold of one of your T-shirts as well? I want one of your Belly Dance with Battitude T-shirts.
On my website, yeah. You can order them on my website, or I'll send you one sneaky.
So that's bexbellydance.co.uk?
It is, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Bex. And I look forward to seeing you all over the world. You can take me with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bex.
Cool. Oh, thanks, hon. All right.
I'll see you soon.
Okie dokie. Okay, bye.
Bye.